Okay, so this is Myla Reason from KPFK, and I'm going to take the role as listed at KPFTX. And I'm going to mark Teresa Allen is here. Bert mm-hmm. Cohen, affiliate from WSCA, are you with us, Bert? Okay, I'm not hearing Bert. Vanessa Dixon Briggs from WPFW, are you with us, Vanessa? I am not hearing Vanessa. Donald Goldmacher from KPFA.
Present.
Thank you, Donald. Dee Dee Halleck from WBAI. Are you with us, Dee Dee? I am not hearing Dee Dee. William Hairwagon from WBAI. Are you here with us?
Yeah, present.
Oh, good. Okay. Let me write it down. Great. Avelia Jones from KPFK, I heard you earlier. Are you still with us, Avelia?
I'm with you.
Thank you. Mike Lewis from KPFT, are you still on our call?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
And it's my understanding that we're trying to manage to get Sean Kelly McPherson from KPFT on, but have you managed to get on yet, Sean? I'm not hearing you yet. Okay.
I believe he's coming on.
Great. Michael Novick from KPFK, are you with us, Michael?
Yes, I'm present.
Great. And I'm here, Myla Reason from KPFK. Sean Rhodes from WBAI, Director for the Elections Committee, are you still with us, Sean?
I am here.
Wonderful. And Aki Tanaka from KPFA, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Great. And Carol Wolfley from KPFA, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
And we're happy to also have with us Pacifica National Director Stephanie Wells. Are you hanging in there and still on the call, Stephanie?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Wonderful. Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, plus Stephanie. So we definitely have quorum. And do you want to take over now, Teresa? Are you back on the call?
I'm here. I just got a text from someone saying that they're on their phone trying to dial in, but copying and pasting the number in the email is not working. So I just have to say, we have to do it manually sometimes. I hope you can appreciate the humor there. Welcome, everybody. I'm so glad that you're here. So the agenda is call to order and roll call. Item 2 is approve the agenda. Item 3 is introductions. Item 4 is elect the interim chair and secretary. Item 5 is set the dates and times for the next meeting. Item 6 is the 2022 elections, and we have 4 items under that. A is hiring the NES, B is timeline, C is costs, D is member lists. Item number 7 is consideration of past elections, and item 8 is adjourn. So the next item on the agenda is to approve this agenda. Do we have anyone to propose approving this agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
All right, Carol Wolfley approves the agenda. Okay,
second.
So now,
thank you, Myla Reason. Okay, and so let's start with introductions, approximately 30 seconds. And we've allotted 10 minutes for this. Maybe we could probably pick up a few minutes, save a few minutes, because unless people go into a really long introduction of themselves. So shall we start with Donald Goldmacher, KPFA?
Thank you, Teresa. My name is Donald Goldmacher. In my past life, I was a documentary filmmaker and community psychiatrist, and I currently serve as the director on the PNB from KPFA, stationed at Bankroll the Network. Thank you.
All right. Aki Tanaka of KPFA?
Sure. I've been involved in KPFA-SB on and off for the past probably 12 years, and I was on the election committee this past year, so this is my second year on the election committee.
All right. Carol Wolfley, KPFA.
Hi, I'm Carol Wolfley. I'm secretary of the KPFA local station board, and I was on the governance committee last year. I work with KPFA Outreach, and glad to be on this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. How about Sean Rhodes, WBFI?
BAI.
What did I say?
BFI.
I'm sorry, WBAI.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the correction.
I am staff director on the PNB from WBAI. I've been on the local station board since its formation in 2004. And this is my second year on the PNB election committee. And I have a weekly radio show, Midnight Ravers, heard midnights every Friday. There you are.
All right. Bravo. How about KPFK, Evelia Jones?
Hello. Hello. Evelia. Yes.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
You have somebody
She's
else.
Hello.
Hi, Evelia. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. My name is Evelia Jones. I am from KPFK, 3 years with the LSB there, and now with the PNB. A former visual arts itinerant teacher in the Los Angeles Unified School District, a former broadcaster.
Thank you. Great credentials. Myla Raisin, KPFK.
By the way, yeah, it's Raisin.
And, okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I am an elected staff representative from KPFK. I work on a show called California Solartopia with Harvey Wasserman. We do a show called California Solartopia. And in a former life and hopefully in this present life, my primary focus, my goal is to have my primary focus as shutting down nuclear power worldwide.
All right, thank you. Michael Novick, KPFK?
Yeah, hi, I'm Alec Lister Delegate and currently the chair of the KPFK Local Station Board, former member of WBAI and of KPFA and earlier in life, but I've been in LA for quite a number of years. I served on the elections committee a couple of years, some years back, but not recently. And I edit and publish a couple of newspapers here, Turning the Tide from Anti-Racist Action and Change Links, which is a community calendar.
Okay. All right.
I was just pointing out that you have somebody else in BAI on the call. William here is on.
I'm sorry, who's on the call?
I called Sean Rhodes from BAI, but William Heerwagen is also on the call.
I'm sorry. Yes, let's go back. Thank you. I'm sorry for the taking him out of order. Go ahead, Sean. I'm sorry. Go ahead, William Heerwagen.
Okay, thank you. No problem. William Heerwagen. I think it's my sixth year on the WBAI LSB, so I'll be taking a break after this year. I think you have to take 1 year off. I've been on many committees, probably been on this one before. And I'm a listener representative at WBAI. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Okay, so is Sean McPherson on the call yet?
I am.
Sean. Hey, Sean. So we're just going through introductions, and
mine is brief.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Sean Kelly McPherson. My friends call me Mac. I just got here, both on the call and on the elections committee, and on the KPFT LSB. I'm here, going to do the best I can.
And he has a great sense of humor, everybody, so we'll take advantage of that opportunity. Okay, Mike Lewis, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Mike Lewis. I've been volunteering, working at KPFT since 1985. I'm a staff member on the local station board. I also help programming with local shows on the KPFT, the prison show we broadcast to a captive audience, and also the military show. And also to raising a lot of donations for the Mighty 90 KPFT.
All right. Thank you very much for your enthusiasm about that.
You're welcome.
And is there anyone else on the call whose name I have not called out? Okay. Then let me introduce myself. My name is Teresa Allen, and I don't think I've been on the elections committee before, but I've been off and on the PNB since 2002. So, you know, my memory might be getting a little vague there. I'm a chair of the development committee for KPFT. We raise money, never enough to make me happy. I wish we could just be raising money hand over fist. And I'm looking forward to working on this committee. So, next item on the agenda.
May I ask, are we going to appoint a timekeeper to stick with the times allotted on the agenda?
Thank you for that. Yes, does anyone want to serve as timekeeper?
Aki, would you do it?
Yes, Aki, would you like to do this?
Would you be willing to? Liking is a whole other thing.
I'll
do it. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess he was muted temporarily. Thank you, Aki. So the next item on the agenda is elect interim chair and secretary, and we've allocated 10 minutes for this. And then the item 5 is 5 minutes to set date and time of the next meeting, and then 30 minutes for the 2022 election, and then 40 minutes for consideration of past elections. So those are the times for you, Aki. I will try, as soon as we select a new interim chair and secretary, I'm going to send the agenda out again for everybody on this call. So going back, now that we're finished with introductions, it's time to elect an interim chair and secretary. So let's start with interim chair. Would anyone like to nominate someone to be chair of this committee?
Yes. This is Avelia Jones. I'd like to nominate Carol Wolfley as interim chair.
Okay, Carol, would you accept this nomination?
Yes, as interim chair, yes.
Okay.
All right. And may I be recognized? This is Myla Reason, and I'd like to second the nomination.
Okay. All right. Do we have anyone else that would like to nominate someone or nominate yourself for chair? Any other, or interim chair? Any other nominations? Hearing none. Are there any objections to Carol Wolfley serving as interim chair? Hearing none, I guess the term is she is elected by acclamation. Is that the term? Okay. So, Carol, do you want to me to handle
the election? Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the next item is interim secretary. Do we have any nominations to serve as secretary? If there's no one else, I'm going to nominate Myla, who seems fairly systematic and thorough.
I second.
Okay, Carol seconds. And Myla. Are there any other nominations for interim secretary? Hearing none, are there any objections to Myla Reason serving as interim secretary? Hearing none, Myla is elected interim secretary by acclamation, so I hand the gavel to Carol Wolfley.
Thank you, Teresa. Thanks for all your work on convening this meeting.
Sorry.
It's a big deal. So, number 5, set date and time of the next committee meeting. So, this meeting, one possibility is to try and alternate with the Finance Committee meetings, which meet the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. So we were thinking the first and third Tuesday of the month, but at least set our next one for May the 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Time to help the people on the East Coast not have to start a meeting so late. So I would entertain a motion to set the date for the next meeting for Tuesday, May 3rd at 7 p.m.
Michael, over to the stack.
Go ahead, Michael.
Well, you mentioned the possibility of alternating this is only the first Tuesday in April, if we want to meet on the third Tuesday, which might make sense because I think waiting a full month is probably not a good idea until we can get more clarity about the timeline and the preparations. So I would suggest that we try for the third Tuesday in April.
Okay. Let's plan on. Do you want to make a motion?
Let me take a quick look at KPFDX.
Myla Reason for the stack.
Go ahead, Myla.
I checked before. I am in agreement with Michael. I think that we've got a lot of work to do in the 19th. I would be willing to make it every other Tuesday alternating with the Finance Committee, and I would be willing to meet on the 19th, but that may be a difficult date for people who have some other arrangements for Easter. I don't know. But I agree with Michael that we have a lot of work to do and we shouldn't wait a full month.
Well, this is Teresa. May I be addressed? May I speak?
So I would like to hear a Michael, can you write it as a motion?
Look, I was looking at the calendar of the KPFT Development Committee's meeting at 6 p.m. Eastern on the 19th, so maybe that's what Therese wanted to talk about because I think she's on that.
Well, I do chair that, but I am actually not going to be at that meeting. So I have three things going on if we move this meeting here. So I'm not opposed if you want to have the meeting on the 19th, unless there is a majority of people or many other people that have conflicts, I'm not opposed to saying that the meeting be on the 19th.
Okay.
So I'm hearing a motion for the 19th,
yeah,
Michael.
I'll move. Yes. Yes, I will move that we meet on Tuesday, April 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thank you. You got that, Myla?
Okay. Yeah, I
did. Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item 6-2022, election. Stephanie, we are so thank you for hanging in there. We would love to hear from you if you're willing to share a little bit about how you're seeing the situation with the 2022 elections in terms of hiring, timeline, cost, member list, anything that you are willing and able to share now.
Thank you. Yeah, my biggest, what I'm focusing on right now at this point, two things, is making sure that we have clean lists, and we've been working with each station trying to make sure that the lists are available and clean. We're kind of doing a practice run. The Archives is doing an e-blast fundraiser, sending them out individually through each station, so it's personalized from their general manager, and we've been in contact with them, so this isn't anything that is a surprise to them. But one of the key reasons, not only do we, you know, want to do this fundraiser for the Archives, but it's kind of a test to see how clean their lists are and getting them kind of in the practice of pulling them. So we're trying to make sure that we have those lists. I'm also trying to get into Allegiance, which is our software, to clean that up. I was in it just a little bit today with KPFK, and there was a little over 200,000 expired records that need to be purged from the database. So you know, we have this great program that's, you know, a CRM program for our donors and our members, and it just needs to be cleaned up. So we're kind of in the practice right now of getting those lists cleaned. The other thing I'm focusing on is the cost. You know, as everybody knows, and we say it on a regular basis, is that we are strapped for cash pretty much across the board. There's only a couple of stations that are running in the black, and the rest of the divisions are all running in the red, and we're struggling, you know, just to meet payroll, some stations having less than $10,000, sometimes $5,000 in the bank at any given moment. So to have an election, you know, which I know has to be done, that can run upwards in the, you know, hundred thousands, if not more, that is my concern as to where that funding is going to come from and how we're going to pay for it. So, you know, as much as we need to hire the National Election Supervisor, possibly hire somebody that can help clean up and manage lists, you know, where is that funding going to come from? We've had, you know, I've had some people say that there are asks that are sent out with the elections. We're, you know, asking people to donate money to help cover the cost of it, but that truly is just projected income. It is not guaranteed income, and a lot of the money to help run this is, you know, money that we need to put out up front. So that's really pretty much my concern, is where we're going to get the funding to run this.
Thank you.
Myla for the stack.
Go ahead,
Teresa
Myla.
Allen for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa. Go ahead, Myla, and then Teresa.
Stephanie, I'm wondering if we might be able to look at the specific costs, not only for the KPF, for the delegate elections, but also for litigation. And I'm thinking that some of the costs for running the election might be defrayed, or we might, if we look at a strict budget for legal fees, that some of the money to run the election might come from all of the excessive money that's going into legal fees and fighting against having elections.
Myla, did you have a question for Stephanie, or was that a...
I'm asking if maybe we can, you know, we can think in terms of budgeting differently so that we have money for elections and not as much money for legal fees, professional legal fees.
Well, kind of unfortunately at this point is that a lot of the legal fees that are incurred and they're past due, or they are continuing to roll up. I mean, it's not as simple as let's just stop incurring legal fees without stopping lawsuits altogether. You know,
Are you approving? Are you approving legal actions that keep being initiated by Pacifica Legal Counsel?
No.
Are you overseeing
that? I'm not in that loop. A lot of the legal fees that we're paying at this point are for lawsuits that were
ongoing
prior to me being here. There isn't anything that I'm aware of that's new that is starting.
Okay. Well, I am. So maybe we can talk about that at some other time.
So, Teresa?
And then Michael Moses, please.
Can you hear me?
Who was that who just spoke?
Michael Novick, SBA.
Oh, yeah, Michael.
Teresa.
Okay.
That's really a quandary, Stephanie, and I can really appreciate the position you're in. That's a very delicate juggling act there. My thoughts were, and I guess, do you know how much an election would cost if there's no legal fees? Have you looked to see how much last year's election cost without the legal fees? So if nobody sued us, how much would it cost? What's the minimum amount it would cost us?
I've seen two figures for past elections in a budget. One was $267,000, and the other one was $107,000.
And when was the $107,000?
That was according to the budget that I was looking at last year.
Okay. All right. So I'm assuming that's maybe because last year we had more email ballots than mail ballots. I don't know what the answer. But I have a...
I don't know.
Suggestion.
I haven't seen a detailed budget. I mean, it's one thing to see a line item of what the cost is, but I prefer to see detailed revenue and expenses. That's what it costs. But what revenue did we bring in to help cover that? You know, I mean, it supposedly should be coming from, you know, the stations that have budgeted money into their... that have, you know, have a line item just for election costs in their budget. But... You know, we have three out of the five stations that have submitted for their budgets for this year that are six figures, high six figures, you know, in the negative. So obviously, if people aren't even paying their central service fees, then putting money out for an election is also going to be something that's going to be deferred as well. So I am requesting, I am requesting to try to get a detailed line item, not just one general ledger line that says this is what the costs were. I want them broken down.
Do you know if we gave the election supervisor a budget last year?
I do not know. I haven't seen one.
Okay. Well,
you guys are on the stream now, just letting you know.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Is that Otis?
Yeah.
Yes, that's Otis.
Otis, is it possible to send Aki, he's our timekeeper, credentials for Maestro so that he can track the meeting?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Otis. Okay. So I would suggest that if and when we do hire an election supervisor, that the first thing we do is ask this person to come up with a budget. And then I would ask in the election supervisor's report that person be asked to tell us how much they spent, because I would imagine that the election supervisor is the one saying, you know, pay this bill, pay that bill. And they're the ones that hire the local election supervisors. But the issue of how do we pay for the election, I'm wondering if now we could maybe do two things. Number one, send out an email to all of our members and saying we really value the importance of elections, and obviously it's a matter of concern that we have fair elections in the whole United States. So we're asking that if you want to be involved in an organization that elects its members, you might want to consider pushing this button right now and donating some money toward this election in advance. And that would roughly cover these things: election supervisor, postage, you know, the company that handles the ballots, et cetera, tally. And then that we also do this on a text so that people could get this text if we have their cell numbers, text the same thing in advance right now. And that we also do something on our Facebook. Maybe it could be a GoFundMe kind of thing, a fundraiser on Facebook, because people talk about those kinds of things on our Facebook page, and it would be easy for them to push a button and just give $5 or $10. Could we do that now and see if we can raise anything like $107,000? I know in the past when we sent out
Teresa, so
we sent out
generally we have like 2 minutes per person. So I'm just wondering if and there are other people on the stack. So
so do you not want her to answer my question now?
I think
or?
It's good. No, I just didn't want to go on to a lot more if that's okay.
Okay.
So, Stephanie, did you want to comment on
I mean, it's definitely something we need to look into, you know, and the possibility of doing it, yeah, you know, we should. We're also trying to raise funds for, I mean, if we can raise $100,000 for an election in a month, then, you know, are we going to tap into these same people to try to raise $100,000 just to be able to hire program directors and keep electricity on at stations? You know, so it definitely is something that is worth looking into. Anything that raises money is worth looking into. I mean, we are at a point where even hiring an election supervisor to create a budget, we don't have the money to pay an election supervisor to create a budget. So, I mean, I have no problem creating a budget for the election supervisor, and I also don't want an election supervisor giving the approval as to what can be paid and what can't be paid. All of those, I mean, any sort of bills at this point that are getting paid go through our CFO and then are sent to me for approval. So, yeah, I mean, a budget definitely needs to be made. I need to see what's been spent at the back, but, you know, what has been spent in the past, but we do not have the funding to add another staff member, contracted or not, at this point.
Michael Novick?
Yes, thank you. I support that idea of doing the fundraising in advance with an appeal to fund the election, and given exactly what you're talking about, Stephanie. I do want to point out that in terms of cleaning the list, and I really am gratified that you're you know taking that on and trying to get all the five stations to do that, is that you know it's not just for the elections, but the California Corporations Code does have a requirement that a membership nonprofit like ours maintain a current accurate list of our members at our headquarters. So, you know, I think that's vital, election or no. And in relation to that, I think it's important to remember that there's also the staff members. And the last couple of elections, and maybe I'll get to it later, but it seems pertinent now, the National Election Union has put out a kind of alphabetical by first name list of the staff at the stations, and I took it upon myself to convert that to alphabetical by last name to try to link that to the programs that they're on. But I think that making the list of staff public to the staff, at least, is vital to getting a clean and correct list, because all those lists often have people who are no longer associated with shows, no longer associated with the stations, and miss people who had shows, and so on. So I think that, you know, the in terms of the fundraising bill going up for listeners and to support the PRA. That's one aspect. But the other aspect is the staff list. And I think those also have to be vetted mainly by the staff so that everybody's clear who is on the staff. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to put myself on the stack. Was there anybody else first, though?
Carol, when everyone else has spoken with you, I would like to offer my motion about hiring a national election supervisor.
Yeah, my question is, Stephanie, I'd like to get a sense. I understand the seriousness of the situation financially. I know that KPFA listeners feel somewhat burdened by the fact that some of the other stations are not doing so well, and then to be asked to give more money, that may be a burden and for them. So I just want to share that. My question is, though, how do you see the timeline of this? I understand the great challenge that you're looking at. So my question is there a chance that there will not be a 2022 election? And is there a chance that if there was, you know, usually there's a timeline for 90 days after the election supervisor is hired, the nominations start. and that there is some flexibility with that. I know some elections have been delayed so that, you know, they might start, the election supervisor might be hired in the summer, and then the election would be, you know, in November or something. So can you give us a sense of how you're looking at the timeline so that we can be prepared to support what you're doing? And then my other question would be, what do you need from us as an election committee? How can we help you and support what you are doing?
Well, as far as the timeline, again, I sound like a broken record, but we can't do anything until we have the funding to support what we need to do. I mean, sometimes you just need to realistically look at things and say, what can we do? What can we not do? What can we do now? And what can be postponed? I don't know enough about the details about postponing elections, but, you know, we don't have the money. So we can keep putting bills in drawers and closing them and hoping they'll go away, but, you know, we don't have the money to support this right now. And I am not going to go to KPFA and ask them to fund an entire election. I mean, we're putting financial strains on different groups, the affiliates, KPFA, when we borrow money, because not always is that money returned in a timely manner, or it's that, you know, or it's like, okay, well, then that money, they don't have to pay central services, but then you're just kind of moving imaginary money around from a line item to a line item, and it's still, you know, suffering. So I don't know the logistics behind postponing elections. I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with the election, you know, generic election history with Pacifica to know if that's done in the past. You know, has that been done in the past? What were the ramifications behind that? You know, so I still have to take a close look at that. But I'm really, again, focusing on how are we going to raise the funds that we need to raise to support an upcoming election.
Thank you. Is your best guess, though, that we're looking, well, I could just say to you, for your, you know, if in case it's helpful, that I know that elections have been postponed for a whole year, and I know elections have been postponed for some months, and so those have been done in the past. I think what, as an election committee member, I would be really interested in knowing what would be like. I'm hearing there's no money right now, so I start thinking, well, that means there will be no election in June. There's no imminent hiring right now, and so is there anything then, Stephanie, that this committee can do to support what you're doing?
Well, I mean, the support would be really to be able to, if it's agreed upon, you know, after looking at budgets and funding and what it actually costs, and again, not just for this year, but, you know, we'll turn around and have to raise money again for another election very shortly after that. So, you know, it's really just the committee coming to some sort of agreement with, this is what we've decided to do. You know, in the best interest of the organization, we're going to, you know, postpone this by blank number of months or not hold it this year, or, you know, I don't know what the answer is to that. But, you know, and if there is fundraising to be done, which needs to be done, obviously, is really carefully craft our messages and our messaging to the people that we're asking money for, because elections, I know, are extremely important. The boards are important, but so is getting funding for programs, getting funding to keep electricity on, getting funding to hire program directors and, you know, keeping stations afloat and new equipment that's needed places. You know, so we really have to make sure that when we craft our messages, that members and people that are donating don't think that they're just donating to support elections to keep people on boards. and we're not spending that money to keep stations running and programming afloat. So a lot of that is just for us to be very careful that when we are crafting that message to raise money, that it's for the betterment, and these elections are for the betterment of Pacifica, and not just for the betterment of, and I'm not feeling this way, but the betterment of people that are just sitting on the boards to make sure that they continue to hold those positions. So we have to make sure that we stress that these elections are vital to programming, that these elections are vital to the mission of Pacifica and keeping the stations on the air and supporting the needs of the community.
Thank you. Aki, can you give me a time check for how long we've been on this item?
You hit till 5 after 5, and that'll be 30 minutes.
Okay. So I think Milo asked to be on the stack.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I'd like to say that this committee is not in the position to change the bylaws. The executive director and the members of this committee are charged with following the bylaws. And the bylaws are strict with respect to holding elections. And I would like to offer the following motion, which I emailed to everybody, and I'd like to read it. It's a motion regarding the appointment of a national election supervisor to oversee and certify the fairness of 2022 Pacifica delegates elections. Whereas, in accordance with Article 4, Section 4A of the Pacifica bylaws, Pacifica's executive director shall appoint a national election supervisor by March of each year in which there will be an election of delegates. And whereas the date specified for appointing a national election supervisor has already passed, and we are behind the schedule laid out in Article 4, Section 4A and 5, and whereas the reason that the immediate hiring of a national election supervisor is so critical at this time, it is so that adequate time to make preparations, including updating of membership and staff lists before the opening of nominations, can be made in a timely manner, since they are due to be completed by June 1st, 2022, also required by bylaws Article 4, Section 5. And whereas delays in the schedule set out in the bylaws are likely to cause problems by overlapping with public elections this fall, and those delays cause confusion and reduce the likelihood of achieving quorum, as already happened in the past. And whereas delays will reduce confidence in and donations to the foundation. Just give me a second here. And whereas the democratically elected governance structure is a basic underpinning of the Pacifica Foundation and therefore is of extremely high priority. And whereas unless elections are held this year, the terms of the current delegates will be extended, which will violate the bylaws and the corporation's code, as well as alienate members and supporters of Pacifica, again indicating the extremely high priority elections have in Pacifica. And whereas it is understood that Pacifica is in a serious financial condition and finding the resources to pay for an election will require thoughtful prioritization of payments to all vendors, including present ones. And whereas delays would likely result in lawsuits caused by an obvious bylaws violation, litigation which could be more costly than simply beginning the elections process in a timely manner. Therefore, the PNB Elections Committee recommends that Pacifica's executive director appoint an independent and unbiased national election supervisor as soon as possible. Furthermore, the PNB Elections Committee recommends and suggests that the Pacifica executive director request that the general managers and membership departments at each Pacifica station immediately begin updating their membership lists, especially volunteer staff lists, so that this job is well underway by June 2022. I'm hoping that someone will second this motion.
I second the motion.
Who's that? Who seconded it?
Avelia. I mean, Avelia. Thank you. Do you want to motivate it, Myla? We have only three more minutes on this item.
Yeah, I think that the motivation is inherent in the motion itself. And any further motivation would be redundant.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Madam Chair, I need a clarification about the agenda.
Go ahead, Avelia.
Are we still talking about the election progress so far?
We're still on item 6, 2022 election, hiring NES. Looks like Myla has a motion where time is running out on this. Was there any other discussion? Okay, hearing none.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, hearing none, we could go ahead and vote on it. Did you have something you wanted to say about the motion, Avelia?
Well, I did have something I wanted to say to the Elections Committee concerning a bleeding that I feel and see. And I think it's very important for the Elections Committee to hear this, especially with our esteemed Executive Director present. But I don't know if this is the right time, according to the agenda, to bring it up. I thought about, if I may continue.
Excuse me, Avelia,
are you speaking to the motion, Avelia?
No, I guess I'll bring another motion afterwards. Thank you.
Okay.
And excuse me, Madam Chair, I'm just wondering, there's a great crackling noise. It has now stopped, and I'm hoping that people can mute themselves if they're not speaking.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and vote on the motion. Myla, will you call the roll, please?
Sure. Teresa Allen? I don't hear you, Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. I do have a question before we begin the vote. So
we're in a vote, Teresa. Is it about the motion?
Yes, it's about the motion.
Oh, go ahead.
So we're asking the ED to do this. This has to go to the PNB, and the PNB has to approve it, correct?
That's correct.
Not necessarily. We're just making a recommendation. And the end of it, if you heard it, it's the final, therefore, is that we're recommending this. Therefore, the PNB Elections Committee recommends that Pacifica's executive director appoint an independent and unbiased NES soon as possible.
So as I understand actually come to the PNB, right?
No.
It may or may not. We need to go ahead with the vote, everybody, because we are in the middle of a vote, and that is... Okay, go ahead, Myla.
No, well, Teresa, go ahead. Oh, so Teresa, do you want to pass or do you want to vote now? Teresa?
I'm going to abstain on this vote.
Okay. And Bert Cohen is not with us. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, have you joined the call?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. How do you vote?
Yeah, yes, that was my vote, yes.
were you voting yes?
Yeah, yes, I have joined the call, and yes, I vote yes.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs votes yes. Donald Goldmacher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher votes yes. Aditi Halleck, have you joined our call? Aditi Halleck is still absent. William Hairwagon, how do you vote?
Abstain.
William Hairwagon abstains. Avelia Jones, how do you vote?
Yes.
Avelia Jones votes yes. Mike Lewis, how do you vote? Mike Lewis, I'll come back to you if you can't unmute. One more time, Mike Lewis. Okay, moving on. Sean Kelly McPherson, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Sean Kelly McPherson abstains. Michael Novick, how do you vote?
I'll pass for now. Come back.
Michael Novick passes. I'm going to go ahead and mark myself as a yes. Myla Reason votes yes. Sean Rhodes, how do you vote?
I abstain.
Sean Rhodes abstains. Aki Tanaka, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Aki Tanaka votes yes. Carol Wolfley, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Carol Wolfley votes yes. Going back, I don't believe Bert Cohen has joined our call. Going back to Aditi Halleck, I don't think Aditi Halleck is on our call. And we didn't hear from Mike Lewis. Mike Lewis, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Mike Lewis votes yes. And Michael Novick, you passed. How do you vote?
I'll abstain.
Michael Novick abstains. 1 minute, please. Let me count. Seven members vote yes, and there are five abstentions. The motion passes, I believe. Is that correct?
And we're out of time, so it's fine.
Okay. Yes, the motion passes because there's more yeses than.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, going on, item number seven, consideration of past elections. 2021 delegate election and bylaws referendum. Avelia, I believe you had some concerns and you were working on something. Avelia, are you there?
Yes, I do. Yes, I am here, and I do have a motion I've been thinking for a long time, and I'm ready to present it now if you're ready for me.
Go ahead, Avelia.
All right. To the committee, and Ms. Stephanie, well, executive director, I heard you say already that we have a budgetary crisis. Well, we all know that, and we understand. I feel that for the betterment of Pacifica, a few things need to be addressed from the Elections Committee, and here's my motion. The Pacifica National Elections Committee calls on the Pacifica National Board to support the Pacifica Executive Director in contracting for an independent investigation by a neutral third party elections official who would address the following concerns. Number one, the revoking of KPFK member votes in the 2021 Pacifica delegate election, which disqualified four KPFK candidates after voting was completed. Number two, the no vote of Pacifica staff overriding the yes vote of the majority of members in the 2021 Pacifica bylaws referendum. Number three, neutrality and conflict of interest issues regarding election rulings and communications in the 2021 delegate election and bylaws referendum. Number four, no third-party certification of the 2021 delegate election and bylaws referendum for very important issues. The rationale of this: an independent investigation by a neutral third-party election official has the potential to reassure Pacifica members of the fairness and integrity of Pacifica elections. That needs to be restored, my fellow members. This may also eliminate the need for legal action involving the 2021 delegate election, and maybe, and separately perhaps, the bylaws referendum. I feel that there's a bleeding going on that I'm very, very aware of at KPFK, and it affects Pacifica as it ripples on and on. That's my observation. That's my motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Avalia. Do you have a second?
I second the motion.
Donald Goldmacher seconds. Do we have anyone for the stack?
Teresa for the stack.
Head Teresa.
Can we? Did you send this out so we can see it?
Avalia, can you send that to Myla and then she will forward it to everyone, please?
Yes. Right now?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So I would like to continue my thought. As I understand it, there are two things that Azalea wants done: an investigation of the last delegate election and an investigation of the situation involving the bylaws referendum. I too am particularly concerned about these two, and I'm not sure if this motion suggests two separate investigations. I'm not sure of the cost of this, but I'm thinking that the first issue involving the delegate election, I would like to see certification of the count by Simply Vote, or is it Simply Voting? Because I've seen some complaints, especially about four people at KPFK whose name was taken off the ballots around the time of the vote or right after the vote. Maybe their votes were counted and then they were taken off. Certainly the voters were not aware that people that they voted for some reason, did not get elected because their votes were not counted. So I too would support these investigations, but I want it to be clear that they are two separate things.
I wonder if there's any. I would put myself on the stack unless somebody else has a comment, but I'm seeing four things, Teresa. There's the delegate election. There is the Pacifica bylaws referendum. There's neutrality and conflict of interest, and no third-party certification. So there's actually four issues here. I would support this staying as a whole motion and us voting on it as a whole motion because, you know, the PMB can separate it out. I think there are a number of tasks that will need to be broken out. And for us, I think what we're wanting to go forward with is having a third-party investigation.
Well, if nobody else has any comments, that put myself on the stack for...
Yeah, I guess before I do that, I'd like to ask Stephanie if it's appropriate and if you're comfortable commenting, if you're still on the call, commenting on the possibility of what Teresa just said is of having more information coming from simply voting or, you know, and other independent third parties to try and avoid ongoing legal action and to see if there might be some possibility for mediation on these issues. Stephanie, are you still with?
I'm here. You know, anything that's sort of legal based, I really don't feel that I'm qualified to sort of make a comment on that. Moving forward, I mean, anything, I want the elections to be completely transparent and as many checks and balances as we can with the elections. As far as investigating what has happened in the past, again, I hate to keep harping on the same thing, the dollars. You know, I mean, we've just spent the last couple of months trying to pay off everything that was 120 days overdue, and now we're hitting, you know, where we've got all those things paid off, and now we're looking at 90 days, but, you know, we're close to over $500,000 in past due bills. And that's not a majority of legal. We're talking electric bills, water bills at the stations, you know, health benefit payments, you know, all those things that just keep the organization running day to day. So I'm all for investigations. I'm all for getting to the bottom of things if they don't work well. I'm all for moving forward and having complete and total transparency with neutral parties running it. But I still have to fall back on, you know, what I was brought here to do, which is try to find some sort of financial stability for this organization moving forward so we can be sustainable in the future. Because, you know, as we look at it with the bleeding of funds, even our, you know, all of the audits that we've had done, the comment that has been put in by all of our auditors is long-term sustainability is very, very low for this organization unless we stop the bleeding.
Mac on the stack.
Go ahead, please.
Well, just to follow up on the director's comment, we just established that we don't know how we're going to pay for the next election. I don't discount at all the questions raised regarding the last election. But if we don't know how we're going to pay for the next election, how are we going to pay for the investigation of the last election? That's a serious question. I really want to know the answer.
Teresa for the stack.
Donald for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa, and then Donald.
Well, that's why I want to separate it. I think that we should especially investigate the KPFK election, where I think that four people, potentially four, one of whom has passed away since then, so three people should be seated perhaps potentially on the KPFK board. And I'm wondering if all that needs to be done is to ask simply voting to see the count of the tally. And I'm not sure if there is a charge for that. So I would like that to be taken into consideration because maybe there is no cost and that could be remedied right away. And the more time that passes, the more people are maybe in those positions. And we've undermined the competence of our voters when we say that we're listener-sponsored. So that's that's what I would like done.